Happy New Year, everyone. It's 2023. We had a great night of college football. Today, we're going to review those games and look ahead to the national championship. Before we do that, though, we just want to thank our new official sponsor, Off the Dock Fishing Company. You can find all your fishing apparel needs with just a click of a button. Just go to otdfishingco.com. Again, otdfishingco.com. Also remember our other sponsor, Dock Right Marine Construction. All your boat lift and dock repair needs will be fixed with just one call. Call 252-723-8583. Again, that number is 252-723-8583. So both games last night, both very competitive and close. Credit to all the teams, no matter if they're moving on or they're going home. So we're going to get TCU versus Georgia in a national championship. I love how TCU played. They were really resilient. They fought against the pressure. And then Georgia just clutch in moments where they needed to be. Stetson Bennett had an awesome game, but we're going to get into that. Let's start, though, with the TCU versus Michigan game. We'll go over the first half first. So beginning, TCU on the defensive side of the ball has been consistent and a critical part of why this team was beating Michigan at the half. Offensively, though, Max Duggan is using his feet to get TCU in scoring positions. This kid is showing why he was a Heisman finalist this year. Looking at Michigan defensively in the first half, they're making some plays, but in clutch moments, TCU has just been the better team. Michigan offense can't move the ball down the field. Edwards needs to continue to get the ball, needs to have the main role, and McCarthy's throws have just been off. So at half, 21-6 Horned Frogs. They've just been dominating. Max Duggan, 7-for-16, 89 yards and a touchdown, plus an interception. His picks last night, I wouldn't really put it on him. Receivers weren't bringing in the ball. Rushing in the first half, he had 30 yards and a touchdown to add on. Kendre Miller, 7 carries for 56 yards for the Horned Frogs. Quinton Johnson, 2 receptions for 36 yards. Then going to the Michigan side, McCarthy was 10-for-16, 148 yards, and he threw a pick. Donovan Edwards, 14 carries and 90 yards. And lastly, Roman Wilson, 2 catches for 59 yards. So we get to the second half. Michigan has to do something, and they show up. Completely different team after the half. They get an interception on defense. And on offense, McCarthy throws an absolute dot to Ronnie Bell for a 30-yard touchdown. Duggan and the Horned Frogs offense bounce right back, though. They go 75 yards on 6 plays. I love how this kid is so resilient after throwing a pick. That was really not his fault, like I mentioned earlier. McCarthy throws another pick, which leads to a TCU pick 6. And then TCU's offense continues to dominate the game with Amari DeMarkitto leading the way. So McCarthy and Ronnie Bell continue to lead the Michigan offense with a big play that puts Michigan in scoring position. And then the struggling Wolverine defense forces a turnover. And a couple of plays later, Roman Wilson runs it in off a great play call. And at that point, it's 41-38. So 3-point game at this point. And then after a couple of tough drives from Max Duggan, he gets back into a rhythm with a 76-yard touchdown pass to Quinton Johnson. That play, though, could have been avoided, but the Michigan DB slips. And then Roman Wilson scores again with 3:18 to go. Michigan is down by 6. So TCU, in the end, though, they get one last final stop. They stop McCarthy on a questionable targeting call. I think it was targeting. The NCAA, college football, they need to get this targeting rule down. It's been really inconsistent all year. We saw a call in the Ohio State game. Personally, I thought the Michigan hit was targeting. The Ohio State hit in the back of the end zone, I thought that was clean. But again, NCAA, college football, please try to get this call better. Again, all year, like I just said, it's been really inconsistent. But, yep, great resilience from TCU. Way to overcome pressure. I'm sorry. I keep mispronouncing things. But my players of the game on the Michigan side, McCarthy, got to give a shout out to him. But I'm going to look at three individuals: Ronnie Bell, Roman Wilson, and Donovan Edwards. These three guys were great on the offensive side of the ball. They combined for 384 yards and three touchdowns. Then on the TCU side of the ball, Max Duggan showed why he's a Heisman finalist. But I want to look at Amari and Quentin Johnson. They both combined just themselves for 313 yards and two touchdowns. So you got to give credit to the quarterbacks, but there were some players on these two teams, running backs and wide receivers, that were really key. So TCU, they're going to move on. I really like how they played. Defense played great early. Holding Michigan to 6 points at halftime, that's outstanding. They put pressure on McCarthy. He hasn't seen that a lot this year. But, yeah, that's my recap of the game, first half and second half. I hope you all enjoyed it. Came down to the wire. Another game that came down to the wire, though, was Ohio State versus Georgia. So, looking at the first half, both teams aren't able to convert on their first drives. Defenses are stepping up, which I thought would happen early. Both teams then score to tie it up at 7-7. Credit to Marvin Harrison Jr. and Kenny McIntosh. Stetson, he throws an unusual pick to give Ohio State a perfect opportunity to go up 14, and they do. And then C.J. Stroud gets into Marvin again, and he shows why he was in New York a couple of weeks ago. At this point, it's 21-7 Buckeyes. They're dominating on offense and on defense. But Georgia, they answer, and they get a stop on the next Ohio State drive. And then Stetson takes advantage of his Georgia defense. And with the help of Kenny McIntosh, they end up tying it up. So Ohio State, they score one more time after Georgia's secondary breaks down. And then at half, just looking at it, both teams have played well. But Ohio State's big plays throughout the first half, that's been the difference and was why they were leading at 4 at the half. So halftime stats. C.J. Stroud, 15 for 19, 238 yards and 3 touchdowns. Great half from him. He played outstanding the whole game. Marvin Harrison Jr., 5 receptions and 106 yards along with 2 touchdowns, following in his dad's footsteps. Stetson, 12 for 19, 191 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. And then Kenny McIntosh, 2 carries, 56 yards, and 2 receptions for 32 yards. So we go into the second half. CJ continues to dominate, throwing his 4th touchdown of the game to Emeka. The Georgia defense has not been able to stop Ohio State's air raid offense, which they threw the ball a lot last night. Georgia's offense in the second half has been very slow compared to how it ended in the first half. And Kirby Smart, this is one play I want to talk about. So Ohio State, 4th down, I think it was 1. And they run a fake punt. But last second, Kirby calls a timeout. And if he didn't, Ohio State easily, they get that first down. So that one timeout call by Kirby, that might have won them the game. That literally might have won them the game. My cousin Ford wanted me to put that in there. And, you know, that I agree. I think that was a big moment in this game. Later on, though, Stetson, they throw a 76-yard bomb for a touchdown, mainly because the Ohio State corner slipped, and then they get the 2-point conversion. And earlier, I made a mistake. Let's go back. The 76-yard touchdown pass to Quentin Johnson, that was not because of the defender slip. That was the Ohio State, Stetson touchdown. That was because a missed tackle. Michigan just couldn't bring Quentin Johnson to the ground. So I just wanted to make sure that was clear. I missaid that. And I'll say what I said again. So Stetson, 76-yard bomb, mainly because the Ohio State corner slipped. So I hope that's all fixed. And then Ohio State, they almost get it done, but the kicker can't hit the 50-yarder. I feel bad for the kid. That's a lot of pressure. And I thought Ohio State was going to pull it out. I thought all the stars were aligning. If we go back a couple of days ago to Wednesday, let's look at what I said for these two games. So, TCU versus Michigan, I thought it was going to be a close game, but I picked Michigan to win. That didn't happen. Ohio State also didn't win, but look how close I was. This is what I said in the podcast last Wednesday. CJ Stroud has a huge game, and the offense goes ballistic on a tough Georgia defense. Stetson struggles, but they come back on the Buckeyes because of some big plays from players like Brock Bowers and other. And then in the end, though, Ohio State puts together a final drive and wins in dramatic fashion. So if Ohio State would have made that kick, that would have been literally the perfect call, but we missed it. We missed both games. I want to point out, though, my players of the game for the Ohio State one. Stetson, he had a great game, and also C.J. Stroud. I'm not trying to be biased and just looking at the quarterback. Shout out to Marvin Harris and all these other players that did great. But C.J. Stroud and Stetson, both 23 for 34. C.J. throws for 348 yards and 4 touchdowns. Stetson throws for almost 400, 398 yards and 3 touchdowns. So great performances from both quarterbacks. I'm interested to see what Stetson, how he plays in the national championship. Also Duggan on that side. And I think we're going to have a good one. I got Georgia winning this game coming up. I just think their defense is going to unleash hell on TCU's offense. I just don't think TCU's going to be able to move the ball down the field. But it will be interesting. Looking at Bowl Mania, I wanted to look at that real quick. So tomorrow, we have 4 really good games. The Real Quest Bowl. We got the 24th ranked Mississippi State, and they're going against Illinois tomorrow at 12 p.m. on ESPN. The Verbo Citrus Bowl, we got 16 ranked LSU versus Purdue. That'll be at 1 p.m. tomorrow. And then in the Cotton Bowl, 14th ranked Tulane versus USC tomorrow at 1. And then the Rose Bowl game, one of the most widely known bowls, Penn State will play Utah at 5. I think that game's on ABC. And I think the Mississippi State-Illinois game's on ESPN. And then the other two, either on ABC or ESPN. Maybe ESPN too. The NHL schedule for today. The Hurricanes will travel to New Jersey and play the Devils. Rangers go to Florida, play the Panthers. Hurricanes game at 3, Panthers game at 5. Sabres play the Senators at 7. Sharks visit the Blackhawks at 7. And Islanders play the Kraken at 8. In the NBA, only 3 games today. The Wizards visit the Bucks at 8. Celtics go and play the Nuggets at 8 also. And finally, the Kings at 8 again go play in Memphis against the Ja Morant and the Grizzlies. And then lastly, the NFL. Right now, the Cardinals lead the Falcons 16-14. Quarter number 3, 1:49 left to go in that one. The Patriots lead Teddy Bridgewater's Dolphins today 16-14. 2:51 left in that one, third quarter. End of the third quarter, Saints are beating the Eagles 13-10. End of the third in New York, Colts are down 31-10 against the Giants. Panthers keeping their playoff hopes alive. They're up by 4 against the Buccaneers, 14-10, 30 seconds left in the third. Broncos and Chiefs. Chiefs losing. Broncos up by 4. 6 minutes, 30 seconds left in that one. Kansas City has the ball, third quarter. Bears versus Lions. Lions absolutely blowing them out, having a bounce-back game after that Panthers game last week. 38-10, 2:39 left in the third. Browns versus Commanders. Fourth quarter has started in this one. 17-7, Browns up. And then finally, Jaguars demolishing the Texans 28-3, 45 seconds left in the third. Later today, we got the 49ers visiting the Las Vegas Raiders at 4:05. The Jets go to Seattle and play the Geno Smith's Seahawks at 4:05. Vikings in a primetime game versus the Packers on CBS. That will be at 4:25. The Rams go play the Chargers at 4:25. And then our late Sunday night football game, we got the Steelers versus the Ravens. Should be a good one in Baltimore at 8:20. And then a great Monday night game tomorrow, Bills versus Bengals at 8:30 on ESPN. So a little short one today, 15 minutes. Tomorrow or later today, we might do a little live podcast of the first half of the Vikings-Packers game, see my thoughts on it. And, yeah, that's all really I got for today. Thank y'all for joining in again. No, I might have made a couple of mistakes today. I was kind of in a rush to make this one today. I'm out visiting family. But I hope y'all continue to enjoy your break for the ones still off. Not at school, we go back. I'm hoping these 11 days go by slow. Two great, again, playoff games last night. Again, going to give credit to all four teams. But coming up, we'll see TCU play Georgia, and which should be a close game, but I'm taking Georgia. So everyone have a good rest of your New Year's Day. Enjoy it. It's a new year. Go for new traditions. Don't look back at the past. New year, a lot of people say new year, new me. So try to have that mindset. Everyone have a good rest of your day. Sean Cartwright signing off.